Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance.
That's Van Morrison bringing us back. One of the great songwriter voices of all time. I'm glad you're here. Moondance, by the way, that's one of his great songs. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Rick Matheson. Rick, I need your website. I need to tell you to tell us about all the things that you guys do.
Awesome. So the address is imatheson.com. That's imatheson.com. And marketing and advertising, both inbound and outbound communications for companies large and small.
There you go. For you too. So he works with people all over the world. The on-demand brand is one book. Also, branding out unbound is another one. You can find those books and get a little bit of an idea about how he works with folks and what he thinks. And we've been relying on him now for over 9 years. He's been hanging out with us and educating us on this whole online marketing world, including email marketing, which is still the workhorse for most people, especially small business owners, if they're smart. And so one of the things we talked about in the last segment, or the thing we talked about, Rick, was these impersonators, these email brand impersonators that create all kinds of mayhem. And you were pointing out to me that by learning how to avoid this from happening, you can actually boost your own performance. Tell us about it.
That's right, Jim. So we talked about DMARC, implementing DMARC into your web address. When it's implemented at its highest setting, so we talked about quarantine or reject, but for that, what's interesting is you'll see your email-based brand impersonations, they can drop to zero, instantly. But there are other payoffs as well. So in the instance where I mentioned where someone has taken over or hijacked a company's email mm-hmm. account, well, if they're sending out emails, your new email marketing efforts are going to be toxic, right? If
right.
there's been some scandal with your small business, one, you might get sued. Two, there's going to be negative headlines. Three, you're sending emails out, and nobody's going to want to touch them. Well, when you implement DMARC, those impersonations go away. And then, according to Forrester Research, your deliverability rate can go up. So if you've got a compromised account, those email systems are going to block you. They're going to drop your deliverability. So let alone people avoiding your emails, they might not even get it in the first
place. Does this work? Does DMARC also work with just individual emails? Like if I sent you an email, just you and me, I sent you one myself. Does DMARC help with that? Not only the marketing side?
No, it won't. It has to be set up with your domain. It's a file that goes into the domain.
I got you. Okay. All right.
File. Yeah. So when you fix these things, Forrester Research showed that click-through rates and conversion rates, so ultimate conversion rates, can climb as much as 10%.
Wow.
Which is pretty significant.
So in the process of avoiding the bad guys, you also shine a light between you and the bad guys as you both enter the marketplace.
You make a distinct
separation between the two of you as both of you are entering the marketplace, one for ill gotten gains and you as one of the good guys. This differentiates you immediately, right? The DMARC.
That's absolutely correct. Now, for those compromised accounts or hijacked accounts, that's going to be a little bit more on you. You've got to change your password, every so often. You need
right.
to use a strong password. Most people use the same password. Literally the same password, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they use it for all of their accounts. Really bad idea. But if you do that and maybe use two-factor authentication for logging into your own email, you're going to cut down
right.
that compromised email scenario. There's another cool thing that's coming out. It's just in pilot stages right now, Jim, and it's related to DMARC. This is going to throw another acronym at you. It's called BIMI, B-I-M-I, and it stands for Brand Indicators for Message Identification. How it works is it works with DMARC, so recipients can rest assured that the email is really from you, but there's a added bonus here. With most email systems, again, just in pilot, when you send an email, it knows it's legitimately you. It'll display your logo beside. inside your email, not like on the subject line. It'll be in the space controlled by your email provider. So it'll be to the left of your email messages, and you're going to pop. You're going to stand out in that email mm-hmm. box, and folks are, you know, going to be more easily prompted to click.
And these days, with so much bad stuff out there, there's so much spam, there's so much junk out there, anything you can do to identify you as one of the good guys and get people to raise their hand when you show up and not trash you, but to click on you because that you've been vetted, so to speak, by the technology. Anything you can do like that is money in your pocket, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Jim. I mean, email is not going away. It's as important as ever. Yes, there is this problem with impersonations, but there are solutions to help you fight it. And when you do it, it can boost your performance significantly.
No question about it. So what else? I've got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts on this.
Sure. So, when we talk about these impersonations going up, it is not a small matter. These impersonations have cost $26 billion in the last three years. They're up 100% in the last year. Every business is affected, and it appears that the hackers are actually really starting to pivot to small businesses.
I've been reporting on this now for about 4 or 5 years. They're going more down market because if they get through to us, they can come back through our supply chain to our bigger customers, Rick. That's the other reason why we have to watch this. Otherwise, you're going to wind up not getting any RFPs, folks, and bidding on the bigger business. Hey, Rick, good job today. Come back soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Jim.
Rick Matheson, ladies and gentlemen. iMatheson.com is the website. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.